afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything, and tenderly the kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. Love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine die, and I love her.
Of the future, except through the reports that had reached them and the pictures they built up in their own minds. For many months before they started on their journey, and during the many months of suffering and privation that followed, they focused on what the future might hold for them. In their hours of loneliness, cold, hunger, and suffering, they eased their bodies and minds by creating mental pictures of a better life. The future became so real to them, so actual, so tangible in its every element, that they were able to bridge the gap of the present and move into the future in the twinkling of an eye. Their daydreams and night dreams were lived in the land beyond the horizon, where everything would be what they had made it in their own minds. They created homes and livelihoods, and they envisioned a new future more fulfilling and creative for themselves and those they cared for. They visualized new strength and an abundance of peace, health, and contentment. they enjoyed these things daily and hourly before they ever reached their destination. They were indeed creating a new world. As the picture was added to and refined in their own minds, they drew themselves into that picture, which became a living, vibrant reality for them. In the same manner, must the present thousands of people, hesitating, doubting individuals, create a new world and a new life beyond the present horizon. They must look upon all of the suffering and the joys of the past as experiences, enabling them to select the good. Every experience has a lesson. Every one of the joys and sorrows of the past and the present are but illustrations to teach us what we should create and what we should leave behind. We must learn to visualize every detail, paint each part of the mental picture, and keep adding to it until it becomes a living thing. If we do this also, the obstacles that now seem insurmountable and which appear to rise before us will be overlooked, and the strength of our determination will help us to step across the line from the present into the future. This is our birthright, and we must know that we have been given the ability to create, not only in the artistic sense, but we do have the capacity to create and define ourselves by the way in which we live and grow each and every day. There is no limitation to what the mind may accomplish. In fact, the history of civilizations proves that there is no limitation to our material capabilities. Yesterday's dreams that seemed once vague or unattainable are surprisingly presented to us today in concrete realities. We awaken from our state of doubt and incredulity to realize that while we questioned and hesitated, another person turned a dream into a reality. Around us are those who have accomplished and built for themselves the things they are now enjoying. So which do you want to be? The creator of your life and destiny, or the one who must take what is left over in the bounties of the lives of others? You have been granted the power to create and to give shape to your life. This is your birthright, and you alone can determine whether you shall use it or ignore it. Step back from your close view of the obstacles that seem to surround you. Close your eyes and create a new picture. Build it part by part in your mind and in your conversations with those around you. Then step forward bravely into that picture, and with determination and strength, start your journey along the road that leads to its fulfillment.
Join us again next week for more musings.